Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Hi, this is Yanni, creator of Harlem Queen and The Courtship of Mona May. Thank you so much for listening to our show. And now, a sneak peek of Season 3, Episode 1 of Harlem Queen. Or maybe I should call it a sneak listen.
Good heavens, Mr. Luciano. What on earth are you doing here?
I provided libations for tonight's illustrious event. Allow me to kiss the hand of the loveliest debutante as she entrees into high society, huh?
You certainly may not.
We have some business to discuss.
Not now.
I held up my end of the bargain. Time to pay the piper, my dear. Get St. Clair's accounts.
It won't be easy. I don't care much for her. I'd even invite her here tonight, the most important night of my life.
Give me that information, Montessere.
Why can't you be satisfied with that book of hers that you have? You already own a fifth of her business.
You're not going to sneak out of your part of the deal.
It may take time.
You've had plenty of time.
I have to build a rapport with the woman.
She spent a lot of dough looking for you. I'd say you have a fine rapport.
She loves me dearly, but I'm not so sure if she trusts me. Say, if you give me her little book to give to her, she'll begin to trust me.
Get back the one thing I got over St. Clair? Sounds like a con.
You must be smart about this. If you want to get her coffers, you have to use that book. Think of it as an investment. Don't look at me that way. You'll get it back. It's really the whole case dough that you're after, isn't it?
I see the apple don't fall too far from the tree.
I beg your pardon.
All right, I'll get you the book. But remember, I can make all of this disappear, and you disappear within a blink of your conniving eyes. So don't get too wise.
I wouldn't dream of not paying you the debt that I owe you, Mr. Luciano.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
In the year 1889, there was nowhere in the world more exciting than London, England.
Three cheers for Inspector Lestrade and the bad boys of Baker Street themselves, Sherlock Holmes and Dr. John Watson!
Solved. I Sherlock bloody Holmes of 221B Baker Street.
Well, with any luck, we'll get a new brutal murder any day now.
God, I wish.
It's truly shocking you haven't solved anything in 5 years.
The boys are both out of town for some case about a dog in Dartmoor this weekend. Sincerely, Martha Hudson.
London's number two detective team just became number one.
Fox and Stallion. Find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr at 224bbaker or on our website, 224bbaker.com.
It's like they say, big breaks are 90% luck.
What's the other 10%?
Luck.